What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Prep Rally Podcast, your go-to huddle for high school sports action in Northwest Arkansas and the River Valley. I'm Sydney Ruth Mulvannon.
I'm Graham Thomas. Leland Barclay joins us in the River Valley. We've got the highlights, hype, give me five, top five. We've got everything, Sydney.
Whether you're listening on the way to practice or sitting in the stands, we've got something for every high school sports fan. Let's kick it off with this week's biggest wins and wildest finishes as we reel it back. Let's get into some games, y'all, because it was a doozy for all of us. All the games happened on a Thursday night, which is...
Well, some of them did. Not all of them.
Yeah.
Some of them. A lot of the big ones that we were really looking at happened on Thursday night, including Bentonville at Rogers, which the Bentonville Tigers came away with a 31-28 victory. It was looking like it was all Bentonville there for a while. It was 24-7. In the third quarter, and then Rogers mounted a comeback and took a 28-24 lead in the fourth quarter. And there were a couple minutes left. Bentonville was able to drive down and score again, take the lead back, but they left about a minute on the clock for Rogers, and Rogers drove right down the field and had a chance to throw one in the end zone with a chance to win the game. So just kind of a wild night at Whitey Smith Stadium, but we now have a clear front runner in the 7A West Conference with Bentonville.
My take on this real fast is I think they'll see each other again down the line.
It is certainly very possible that, you know, what this does is, you know, assuming they both take care of business the rest of the way out, you know, Bentonville will be on one side of the bracket, Rogers will be on the other one. So Bentonville will have a home field advantage all the way through the playoff. Rogers would have to win a semifinal playoff game to potentially have that rematch. And, of course, Bentonville has to win its games, too. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, Bentonville at Tiger Stadium is certainly very tough to beat.
And Battle of the Bulldogs also happened Thursday
night. Oh, man,
night.
Yeah. And that was a really kind of a back-and-forth game up until a certain point. Then Fayetteville rolled away with it, won pretty handily. Bentonville West and Rogers Heritage played on Thursday night, and Heritage, Leland, they had one of them, you know, 14-play, 8-minute drives to take off the first part of the game and scored, and it was a great opening drive by Heritage, but West got together and soundly beat Heritage, and then Harbor won at Northside on Friday. So, you know, about what we expected in those other games. In the 6A West, I thought Greenwood would beat Van Buren. I did not expect them to just crush them like they did. Leland, you were there, though. So just a quick take on that one. Greenwood looks like they're back. Like they're, you know, whatever concerns we had, we're not concerned anymore.
No, like Coach Young said earlier in the week, they're getting healthy. Cooper Bland had a great game, 7 catches, 145, 2 touchdowns, a long 86-yard touchdown. Catch and run, and then Champ Davis, his second consecutive game back, he's healthy, 7 catches, 116 yards and a touchdown, 617 yards of offense. The defense held Van Buren to 73 yards on 42 plays.
The key was to just do what we do. I mean, pass the ball, run the ball, give what they were taking us. We just executed very well tonight, and it was a good night.
You know, you guys lost some good receivers from last year. You've had some injuries this year to guys. What's it been like kind of you kind of being one of the guys, the glue to hold that receiving core together?
I mean, it's very special to me. You know, Isaiah, Grant, and all of them, they were great, and they really inspired me. And it was awesome to just be around them. And I think that's kind of why what made me a better receiver is being around those guys.
83 yards tonight?
I don't know.
When did you think you were going to be able to break it?
Well, you know, the corner was playing back, and I was like, I got a lot of room here, and just went, split him right through the middle and took off. So, but.
Yeah.
So Greenwood's back.
They were
not that they went anywhere. I mean, they've always been there. But hey, let's talk about the 5A West real quick. Farmington, another Thursday night thriller, holds on to beat Morrilton 28-27. Big stop on a 2-point conversion. We'll get to that one in a little bit. A huge win for Farmington. They kind of have the inside track to second place in the conference there. Mm-hmm. Alma won big over Clarksville. No surprise there. Harrison shut out Valonia. That kind of surprised me. In the 4A, we have Gravett over Prairie Grove 17-6, which sets up a showdown with Elkins this week, and we'll get on more on that one in a little bit. Leland had the Mud Bowl over in Boonville, 16-14, and there was quite a bit happening there, Leland.
The Mud Bowl.
The lights went out, then there was a lightning show, and then the game finally started.
Yeah, finally. They finally kicked off a little after 8 o'clock. Power went out. Then there was a couple of lightning delays. The field was an absolute, and we don't get to use this term very often anymore with all of these turf fields, but it was an absolute quagmire at Doug Shield Field at Bearcat Stadium on Friday night. Both teams just went back and forth. Mansfield had 156 yards of offense. Boonville had 161. It was just a classic game. Zero passes completed. I don't think I've ever been in a game or cover a game where the receiving stats for both teams zeros.
Oh my gosh.
So it was a good old fashioned run oriented. You know, we've got interviews with Xander Walter of Mansfield, and you can see by his face and his jersey what kind of night it was in Boonville, Arkansas.
Two very similar teams. You know, we run the same stuff. Everybody talks about that all the time. But our kids are so tough, man. And they played their hearts out and they battled, and we had some highs and some lows. We couldn't do nothing offensively. That was a terrible job of coaching by me, I feel like. We couldn't do nothing in the second half. And kudos to those guys. They do a tremendous job, change looks up on us. I'm just so happy for our guys, man. Oh my gosh, what a night.
You got the two turnovers early. Well, you got the punt and then the fumble, and cashed them both in and made them stand up.
Yeah, and those 2-point conversions are huge. That's why we do that stuff, man. It's because we feel like it gives us an advantage, and it helped through tonight. I'm just so proud of our kids. They're so tough. And they work so hard, and they deserve this. They deserve it 1,000%.
Sounds like it was a good old backyard rainy football game.
Well, and the fact that it was for first place in the 3A1 just added to the great night of football in Boonville.
Well, the videos you have from that game and the photos that our guy Ron Green took, I mean, you could see the water. It's in the entire. It may not have even been raining at that point, but there was just water everywhere.
Delightful.
I mean, it was what a sloppy mess. One more note out of the Class 3A. Paris with a tough loss at Magnet Cove. That was their first conference loss of the year. We're all kind of silently hoping that Paris would be able to win at Magnet Cove to set up the big showdown games later, but they still can do some good things over at Paris. So I know that's kind of a quick rundown of everything. There was a lot to run down. We got to, because of the games being played on Thursday and Friday, we covered, I think, something like 12 or 13 games this last week, and it's really pretty incredible, our team here at Prep Rally, what we were able to get done.
Mm-hmm. And with that being said, we'd like to thank our sponsor, West Termite. Take control of your pests with West. Whether it's termites, mosquitoes, bed bugs, weeds, or lawn disease, West has the experience serving Arkansas, Missouri, and Oklahoma since 2003. Book your free consultation online today at westtermite.com. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
After all, West knows pests best.
Okay, that was a 4 out of 10 today. But again, thank you to our sponsor, and this is Prep Rally. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Prep Rally. Let's get into some of the big games of this week.
You know, last week was a lot of potential first place kind of games. Mm-hmm. Didn't necessarily clinch a conference title, but we have teams that have the inside track. So this week, we're thinking about, well, who's going to get second place? And I say that because a lot of the teams that we think have kind of got the inside track to first place, they should win this week. I mean, just saying it right there, they should win. Mm-hmm. So, but there's some big matchups that are going to go a long way to determine who's going to be the number two seeds. So I'm looking at, you know, Bentonville, Greenwood, Mansfield, you know, conference titles all but decided, but they have to finish the job. They have to win this week and potentially next week in Bentonville's case with a tough one against Bentonville West, but certainly mm-hmm. a game they're capable of winning. Greenwood's the same thing. They've got to win at Mountain Home in a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. Mansfield has a little bit lighter of a schedule, teams that they should beat. But who's second place? So I'm looking at Boonville-Charleston this week down the River Valley. Mm-hmm. The winner of that game will be the number two seed from the 3A1 conference. You're looking at the 7A West this week. There, you know, all the games here, you know, we kind of think we know which way they're going to go, but you got still got to play them. I'm talking Rogers at Heritage, Rogers at Harbor, mm-hmm. Fayetteville at Heritage, Springdale at Bentonville, West at Northside. We think that we know who's going to win those games.
Do we though? Football always surprises you. You know, isn't that true?
Well, I mean, we think we do, but that's why they play the game, Sydney. And, you know, you look at Rogers at Harbor, for example. Is Rogers going to be, you know, they can't let that close loss to Bentonville beat them twice. Harbor got a win at Northside last week, so they're feeling good about themselves.
That's totally different, Graham. You know it.
Fayetteville, you know, should be able to win at Heritage. Bentonville should be able to beat Springdale at home. And West should be able to beat an 0-8 Northside team on the road. So, not the best slate of games this week in the 7A West, but you still got to play them. Mm-hmm. How about the 6A West? Mountain Home making the long trip down to Van Buren. That's a key 6A West conference game. Southside is at Greenwood. You know, again, we think Greenwood is back and playing really well. I would expect them to play really well at home. How about winless Russellville at Siloam Springs, which has been shut out the last four games? I mean, someone's going to walk away from that one a happy team. In the 4A1, this is what I think our biggest game of the week is in Northwest Arkansas. We have Elkins at Gravette. The winner is likely the number one seed and the conference champion out of the 4A1. Really, really big night in store in Gravette. 3A1, we've already talked about Boonville at Charleston. Always a big rivalry there when those two teams hook up. And then the 2A1, Magazine has a chance to clinch probably a playoff spot with a win. And Mountain Burg is still fighting, but they've got to go win at Mount Ida this week, and they're 7-1. So kind of a lot of just interesting games, Leland, but not any like we saw last week, in my opinion.
No, last week was the big week, and then next week, of course, week 10, there's some big games next week. So this week is kind of the calm before the storm of next week, and then there's also a lot of games on Thursday night because of school being out on Friday, at least in southern Arkansas, that will determine some of those things. And then next week also is Bryant and Conway, which, of course, the teams in the West have a big interest in that game as well. So, you know, this week is kind of the calm before the storm, but still some big games.
Mm-hmm. And like you said, we talked about, we'll know more after this week about scenarios and stuff, but I would tell everybody to look in the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette this week and in the River Valley Democrat Gazette. Henry Apple's got his first of scenario stories coming out about what teams need to do and who's already eliminated and all that stuff from playoff contention.
And also, y'all know I have to put in a shameless plug for Prep Rally Road Trip. So this Thursday, we are going to have our episode coming out of Battle of the Dale. And if you don't know what that is, read our stories about it too. Springdale versus Harbor, Battle for Springdale. That one was a fun one to film, and this episode is coming out this Thursday, so make sure to check that out.
All right. Well, we're going to get into who you got. And, well, it's a lot of the same games we've already mentioned, so we'll just start in Class 3A. Boonville at Charleston. Can the Boonville Bearcats get back up off the deck and go to Charleston and get a big win for a number two seed, or is Charleston are they going to be able to win at home? We had heard a lot about Charleston over the last couple of weeks after they lost to Mansfield, but I'm going to tell you, I think Charleston will take care of Boonville at home at Alumni Field this mm-hmm. week. Sydney, who you got?
I'm going to do mine a ripple effect. Okay, you ready? Charleston, Gravette, Prairie Grove, Van Buren, and Rogers.
Oh, wow.
I got a little too excited today, guys, so I had to just say them all at once.
All right. Leland, who you got in Boonville at Charleston?
Well, man, I don't know if we've ever had a case where all three of us have picked against Boonville, but I just think Carter Little and that passing offense and the turf being back at home, I think it's the difference. And Charleston, wins this game and gets that second seed.
You did have a good pick and a good week in picks of the week this week, Sydney. I will say that. So you're mm-hmm. going with Gravette, Elkins at Gravette, and you're taking the Gravette Lions.
Mm-hmm.
I like that pick, but I'm not picking the Lions. I'm taking Elkins. Who you got, Leland?
Yeah, I think Elkins is the best team in that conference. They've just been on a roll, and I just think they continue it. Elkins wins.
I've already forgotten who you picked in Prairie Grove and Gentry.
Prairie Grove.
How about that? Leland, who you got in that one?
Yeah, I think Prairie Grove as well. Their running game is just so good, especially late in the year. When we start getting late October, early November, man, those teams that can run the ball, I think, have an advantage.
Give me Gentry at home. Talon Williams making big plays in the passing game. Give me the Gentry Pioneers to set up a rivalry game with Gentry, Gravette, Western Benton County. Always a good one. Mountain Home at Van Buren. Sydney is going with Van Buren. Mm-hmm. You've been on a roll with Van Buren except last week, so.
Yeah, but if I'm being honest, sometimes I pick teams on the show, but I don't actually pick them for the article if I'm just outing myself here. But I do think that this Van Buren team is going to bring it against Mountain Home because of the game against Greenwood.
I'm with you. I think Van Buren is going to bounce back and play really well, and they're going to beat Mountain Home mm-hmm. on Friday. I feel that in my bones. Leland, what you got?
And I mostly agree with you. You know, this is one of those games. It's going to be much easier for Van Buren to put a loss behind them like last week. You know, flush it, get rid of it. But I just think Mountain Home, their ability to pass and run with, you know, Barrett Miller, I think Mountain Home wins at Van Buren.
Mm-hmm. All right. And Sydney, Rogers at Harbor.
Listen, Rogers, no question. I mean, they had beaten a lot of teams by 70 to something. Bentonville was already on a streak, and they played each other, and it was close. I don't think that Rogers versus Springdale Harbor is going to be close. I'm sorry, but I think Springdale's going to pull away big on this one.
I think Harbor is going to come out and play really well early. They're going to have a lot of confidence. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, it's going to be just tough to slow down Rogers, who I think will bounce back and win. Leland,
no doubt. I just think Rogers, as we've seen before, like they win against, you know, team leveled up this season, but they're going to pull away early.
Leland, who you got in this one?
I'll tell you what I took away from Bentonville's win over Rogers more than anything. Bentonville won 31-28, held on at the end. You know, if there would have been another 20 seconds, maybe 30 seconds, boy, who knows? But I tell you what was impressive. Rogers put up 452 yards of offense on 69 plays against a very good Bentonville defense. So I just think that that certainly opened my eyes. And, of course, you know, Lindsay, 10 catches, 157 yards. Jeff Regan did his thing. I think Rogers is for real, and they don't let that loss turn into two.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, so that's who you got for the week.
All right. Well, before we get into the Gimme Five, we want to remind everyone that NWAOnline.com and RiverValleyDemocratGazette.com are the premier spots to get all the latest news on all high school sports. Additionally, you can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Prep Rally Sports, where we share exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and just some fun antics that we get into. So now, let's take it away with the Gimme Five.
Hi, my name is Kane Archer, and this is the River Valley Gimme Five.
These are the top five performances from the past week in the River Valley. And, of course, we start with the Quagmire, a number five Mansfield's defense. Forced two turnovers early, turned them both into touchdowns, added the two-point conversions after each one, which was big. Held Boonville's offense to 161 yards and 11 first downs. Xander Walter with that big fumble recovery in the first quarter. Mansfield turned it into a 16-7 lead and held on for the 16-14 win. Andrew Burton's biggest contribution, they really held him down offensively, but maybe his biggest contribution, six punts and averaged 36.2 yards per punt in a back-and-forth game, field position game. That was huge. Number four, Ryder Waddell of Poto in a 28-13 win over Salisaw, which forced a four-way tie in Oklahoma's 4A-4 district play. He returned an interception 78 yards for a touchdown with 2:30 left in the game, with Salisaw driving that really turned that game around. Sam Tekla went over the 1,000-yard mark passing for the season, threw for a touchdown. Spencer Perry, 15 carries, 134, and a touchdown on the ground. Number three, Deegan Todd of Charleston had 223 all-purpose yards on Friday night, caught two touchdown passes, had 161 yards of receiving. He also had two tackles and an interception for Charleston in a 35-7 win at Cedarville on a rainy Friday night. Number two, and we have video of Blake Forsgren, senior quarterback of Southside, in a 56-15 bounce-back win over Russellville for the Mavericks. 9-for-9 passing, 140 yards and two touchdowns. He also ran for 65 yards and two touchdowns, and we've got his 11-yard touchdown run on video. Number one, the River Valley Democrat Gazette Player of the Week, Kane Archer, senior quarterback for Greenwood, in a 56-3 win over Van Buren. He completed 20 of 27 passes for 313 yards and three touchdowns. He also ran for 121 yards and two touchdowns. We already talked about Cooper Bland and Champ Davis, both going over 100 yards receiving in the game. Kane Archer now has 2,109 yards passing on the season. That's his third straight 2,000-yard passing season. The last time a Greenwood quarterback did that was Brooks Coatney in the 90s. He also went over the 9,000-yard mark in career passing. He's closing in on being that 150 guy, which would be the first one in state history with those two rushing touchdowns. And don't forget, this week, eight-man sanctioned playoff begins Friday. Subiaco hosts Marshall. And then also the volleyball state tournament is this week. So those were the top five performances in the River Valley in the last week.
This is Chris Ficklin, and this is the NWA Top 5.
All right, now we're going to get into the Northwest Arkansas Top 5 Players of the Week, and we're going to start in Greenland, Arkansas, where Asher McAdoo intercepted three passes in the win against West Fork. We just happened to be at that game, and probably a game we wouldn't have gotten to if the rain had not forced the moving of several of these games. So, well, what a performance for Asher McAdoo. He also caught a touchdown pass, I believe. Number four, Jake Stout of Rogers Heritage intercepted two passes against Bentonville West and returned both of them for touchdowns. The first one was for 50 yards. The second one, now Leland and I are going to argue about this one, but he's right. It's technically 99-yard interception return, but he intercepted that one in the end zone and went 100 yards with it. So, but you can't have a 100-yard interception return is what Leland tells me. So we're going to go Jake Stout to Rogers Heritage on that one. A great job by him. Number three, Hank Hendricks of Fayetteville 389 passing yards and 4 touchdowns as Fayetteville wins the Battle of the Bulldogs. He also rushed for 2 touchdowns in the ballgame. Number 2, Reed McAllister, Springdale Harbor, 189 rushing yards and 2 touchdowns. You know, I saw Harbor play 2 weeks ago at Bentonville West. Reed did not play in the game. I was disappointed that I didn't get to see him play. He had a strong bounce-back night last week at Northside. And number one, our co-players of the week for Northwest Arkansas. I don't really do co-players a lot, but Henry asked if we could do it this week, so I told him we could. Connor Davis of Bentonville and Peyton Bailey of Farmington each played key roles on defense to help their teams win. Connor Davis batted the ball away against Rogers on the final pass of the game. We've got video of that play. He comes up behind Braxton Lindsay and knocks the ball away, which would have been the game-winning catch if Rogers was able to complete it. Davis played a big role in that. And then Peyton Bailey of Farmington swatted away a potential 2-point conversion pass for Morrilton to help Farmington preserve a 28-27 win. And, you know, big players make big-time plays and big moments, and those were big-time plays, Sydney.
Mm-hmm. Well, we hope you enjoyed our top five and give me five, and we hope you enjoyed today's episode. Another reminder, don't forget to watch Battle of the Dale coming out this Thursday. We hope you enjoyed today. This is Prep Rally. We'll see you next week.